More and more life becomes edged with perils, a sort of perimeter. The world is becoming a city of rioting humans, more in one quarter than in another, but it is there, around the corner, and one lives one's daily life in degrees of the sound of it, steering, if possible, around the danger spots, but to be aware that at any moment one may come upon the violent, the mugger, the bomb, and now illness, the perils of age. At lunch, Kay said to me, with an amusement in his voice, quote, "One wonders how long he can keep this up," unquote, meaning the talking. This edging of danger is there, and I feel intensely the rare and quiet wonder of so many small and once normal things, a silence of sunlight and summer, a clean and quiet space to read. As I write this early in the morning, there is a solid orderliness of the chalet, the sound of the coffee Fosca is making in the kitchen. The mountains are untouched, and Kay is sleeping in his room.